In this bulletin, it's possible new coronavirus-related restrictions will be announced today. Australians overseas are urged to return home. And the European Football Championships are postponed until 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. The federal government could limit the number of people allowed at hospitality venues due to the coronavirus. The government is mulling further restrictions to stop the spread of the virus. Announcements will be made today after a meeting last night. There may also be further precautions for aged care facilities and schools. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the aim is to protect the most vulnerable in the community, whilst Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy has warned against panic buying at supermarkets. Nearly 450 Australians have contracted the coronavirus. 5 Australians have died from it. Australians are being urged to fly home as soon as possible to avoid being stranded overseas due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says Australians should return home before the virus causes more borders to close. Travellers are also being urged to reconsider their need to go overseas, the department warning less access to healthcare may result. Australians are no longer able to travel to many parts of Europe, with an initial ban on travel to the European Union in place for 30 days. China is accusing the United States of stigmatizing it after President Donald Trump labeled coronavirus the Chinese virus. China says the World Health Organization and the international community have clear objections to linking COVID-19 to specific countries and regions. Spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Geng Shuang, says China expresses strong indignation and opposition to the label.
At present, the COVID-19 epidemic is spreading around the world. It is urgent for the international community to work together to cope with the epidemic. The United States should handle its own thing first, and at the same time play a constructive role in international cooperation against epidemics and in maintaining global public health security.
Disability advocates are calling for more support for those with a disability as coronavirus cases rise across Australia. A joint survey from the Australian Coalition for Inclusive Education and Children has found about 9 in 10 out of 200 families reported communication was poor. A third of families had support workers or NDIS services cancelled as a result of COVID-19, while 15% said they could not buy required medication. Children and young people with disability was also involved in the survey, and the organisation's Mary Sayer says more needs to be done.
The key message is families don't know where to go. We're all learning about this as we go, and we just need to make sure we're all coming together and responding rapidly. These problems are escalating fast, and then if schools close down, what's the next step?
Tasmanian families forced to self-isolate amid the coronavirus pandemic will be eligible for one-off payments of up to $1,000. The payment comes under a $420 million stimulus package after a public health emergency was declared in the state yesterday. Individuals forced to isolate themselves can receive emergency relief payments of $250, while $2 million has been set aside to support GPs and pharmacies. Under the plan, $20 million in interest-free loans will be provided to the hospitality, tourism, seafood and export sectors. New government figures show that almost 1 in 6 Indigenous children receive child protection services. The number of children receiving services rose from 134 to 156 per thousand in the 5 years to 2018-19. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reports that 45,000 children were in out-of-home care at the end of June 2019. To football, and the coronavirus has forced the postponement of this year's European Championship until next year. Euro 2020 had been scheduled to be held across 12 countries in Europe in June and July. Instead, the 2014 tournament will be held in June and July of next year. The decision has been taken by UEFA, European football's governing body. The UEFA president, Alexander Čeferin, says postponing Euro 2020 could also give various European domestic club competitions time to complete their seasons, which have been delayed by the virus.
We think that postponing the Euro is the only chance to get a chance to the national leagues and to all the club competition to finish their competition. But also that is not sure for now.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy today, high of 23. 33 in Adelaide and mostly sunny. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 28 the expected high. In Hobart, cloudy and 24. Early fog for Canberra and then mostly sunny, a high of 27. 25 degrees in Wollongong and sunny. Similar conditions in Sydney, a high of 26. Sunny in Newcastle, a high of 26. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 27 the high. 31 degrees in Cairns with a possible shower. And in Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Alan Lee.